Life is a great adventure, and it's always an ongoing activity. We can read an article, and in reading the article, we hear all about things that are going on in the world. We hear all about all of the wonderful things that are happening everywhere. We can hear how great some things are and how exciting some things are, and we think, wow, wouldn't that be great to be involved like that? Wouldn't that be great to be active in something so busy? And then we stop and think, as we can do. We stop and think and we say, our life is just as active as all of that activity that we're reading about. Oh yes, it's quite fascinating. It's quite fascinating to read about someone else's adventures and someone else's activities, and we think, how great that is. And then, when we stop and think, we think, well, gee, we're not doing anything at all. Our life is rather dull. Our life is rather commonplace, with nothing exciting taking place. No great adventures, no great activities taking place. And because we think these things, we sort of lose interest, lack of luster, toward life and toward things that we're doing. And we think to ourselves, my goodness, life is just not that exciting. Life just doesn't offer anything. And then you say to a scientist, okay, here is a body. This is a human body. Now, what do you see here in this human body? And scientists will say, my goodness, I see so many things there. I see such magic and wonder. I see such illumination. I see such excitement going on there. And I see all of the atoms in the cells working so vigorously to accomplish their goal. I see all of the cells themselves cooperating one with the other. I see the 10,000 new brain cells, stem cells in the brain popping out every day. And that's just what I see. There are billions and trillions and more cells that are popping out every day that I don't even know about. This body is such an active device, such an active essence, such an active entity that it's hard to even consider what it is. Now, though we might design a new car, a new house, a new business, though we might design a new relationship, all of these things take backseat to what our body really is. And our body is where we live every single moment of our life. Our body is our own private sanctuary where we think our thoughts, dream our dreams, live our life. Our body is so wonderful, so magnificent, so busy, that if we were to pay attention to any one part of our body, we'd be missing what's going on in the other parts of our body. And as it is, our mental capacity at the moment doesn't have the ability to think in all the areas that the body is acting, in all the millions and billions of areas that the body is acting. Now, if we ever think that life is rather boring or dull, or that we live in a rather boring or dull experience, it's only because we are not living in the now and living in the awareness of who we are. Every moment of my life, I live in the awareness of who I am. I am living such an exciting, active, dynamic life that I sometimes think, my goodness, if everybody's living their life like I am, what an exciting world this is. And indeed, what an exciting world this is. And the world is something that is so filled with change. Our original purity and integrity remains the same, but we don't go there very often. We just go into the outward illusions that we create, and the outward illusions that are constantly changing and are constantly revealing new and wonderful ideas of what our thinking is at the moment. And if we could, in some way, return to our original purity and integrity, return to our original realization of who and what we are, what a wonderful standard we would go by. Would you like to see the ideal car? Would you like to see the ideal house? Would you like to see the ideal human being? Or would you like to see the ideal divine being? Would you like to see the original purity and integrity of anything? Yes, of anything. Well, we have that privilege, if we wish, to see and live in the original purity and integrity of who we are. And that means we live from the inside out. We live from our divine center to the circumference. And from that center, our divine original purity and integrity is so pure and so beautiful, it does not recognize anything contrary to itself. Now that seems like a foredrawn conclusion, but it's not something that we often dwell on. If we live from our original purity and integrity, then we see everything from our original purity and integrity, and we see every person on the face of the earth, magnificent, every event, every incident, every activity, perfect. We see everything revealing its original purity and integrity, even as we are revealing our original purity and integrity. And life is just an exciting, wonderful, dynamic adventure. It's not an adventure filled with problems. It's an adventure filled with revelations. It's not an adventure filled with things that have to be solved, but it's an adventure filled with the expression of whatever thought we think, it in its ideal, original purity and integrity manifests instantly and expresses around us instantly. Wow! We could have thoughts by the jillion, and these thoughts would be constantly flooding out into our world, into our consciousness. And we look at a lake and we say, that's a beautiful lake, that's a lovely lake, it's a lovely lake. It has perfect fish in it, the water in the lake is perfect. The mixture of oxygen and all the other chemicals that are necessary in the lake are absolutely perfect. Everything is growing so wonderfully. Everything is growing so beautifully. Everything is growing so great because that lake is the divine expression of all that is good and all that is wonderful and all that is magic. But it is our original purity and integrity being expressed. It is our original purity and integrity revealing itself to us as ourself as a wonderful realization of all that is good and beautiful. If we choose to live in our original purity and integrity, every single moment of our life, then every adventure that we have is an adventure of revealing exciting activities that are just magnificent. They're magnificent, exciting activities that have only positive attitudes to them. They're revealing only the glorious goodness that they are. They're revealing only that which is divine and right. Now, can we do this? Can we live in our original purity and integrity? No, we can't. We can't live in it because the moment we live in it, we are it. And we don't realize that we are it, and therefore we don't realize that we're living in it. However, if we train ourselves to think only our original purity and original integrity, our thoughts of original purity and our thoughts of original integrity, then we'll get closer and closer and closer to the revelation that we're after. For if we were to live in our original purity and integrity 100% of the time, we would be the most exciting, the most excited, the most happy, the most revealed beings on the face of the earth. But it's a matter of our choice. Now, what choice do you want? What choice would you like to have? What experience is very demanding and very wonderful in your life? What would you like to have? Well, just take one and start thinking about it in your original purity and integrity. Just take one concept and start thinking about it in what its original purity and integrity would be like. And you say, well, I don't know what the original purity and integrity would be like. Well, just start thinking that it's good and very good. Just start thinking that it's wonderful, that it's thoughtful, that it's beautiful, that it's fulfilling, that it's good in every possible way. Just start thinking that. And the more you think about it, the more you realize that that's exactly what's taking place right now. That's exactly what's happening in your life and in my life. Because as I think in my original purity and integrity, I see everything around me just the way that is. And that's mighty wonderful. Yes, it's mighty wonderful. And it is the way it is. Do I want that experience in my life? I surely do. Can I bring it about in my life? Yes, I surely can. Am I doing it now? Yes. And it is wonderful. I like me, I like me, I like me. The first step toward revealing our original purity and integrity. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, want to join me? If you do, we're well along the road of revealing our original purity and integrity in all things. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.